If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
By pausing, we bring in creative solutions, we release stress, we recalibrate and redirect. We might even forge a new path ahead. We connect with ourselves and our purpose. By pausing, we take control of our lives and we design it in the way we choose it to be.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself Podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hey there! I'm glad you're joining me today on this episode, The Power of Pause. It's about time we focus on taking a break from our daily hustle and bustle. We all need that mental holiday every now and then. I just got back from a trip to Palawan with my family. The buzzword from our trip was amazeballs, with my son echoing this very word constantly over the 4 days. But the best part of my trip, aside from spending quality time with my boys, was the pause button I had pushed on my life when I left Manila. I very deliberately paused everything I was doing when I got on that flight to Leo. I muted my Slack, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb, I told everyone I would get back to them next week. And I did pretty well the whole trip, only turning D&D off to talk to my baby girl, whom we had to leave in Manila, and for a few other things that I had to coordinate. I did get on social media, but only to post pictures from our trip. The trip was incredible. If you have not been to Palawan, then it should go on your list. Palawan is majestic, and it's literally in our backyard. It's my second time over, but the first time with my kids. I watched every sunset, looked at every fish they pointed to, and saw every piece of coral through my son's eyes. They created homes for all the hermit crabs they picked up on the way. I remember something really interesting that one of the hotel staff told me. They said that my boys were enjoying every part of Palawan, the way it was made to be enjoyed. So even the people who were used to guests coming in and out were really inspired by my little boys. I experienced the excitement, the novelty, the awe right there with them. And I paused. I listened. I turned to myself. I remember how long it had been since I spent 4 entire days with myself, feeling every moment, breathing with no rush, no place to go but here. As someone who meditates daily and in every session with my clients, I am no stranger to quiet moments. But to stretch the pause to 4 days, now that is an unusual treat. In my 4 days of pausing, I recalibrated my thoughts, my energy, and my emotions. I reconnected with my purpose and steered my ship back on track. When you go out of the city and you look up at the stars, you see so many of them because they are no longer hidden by pollution. In the same way, pausing from your life gives you a chance to really listen to the intuitive messages that are coming in all the time and to receive all of them without being intercepted by our daily distractions. So I dedicate today's episode to the power of pause, because you don't have to go on vacation to create space in your life. You can invoke the power of the pause through intention and constant application of it. And by pausing, we bring in creative solutions, we release stress, we recalibrate and redirect. We might even forge a new path ahead. We connect with ourselves and our purpose. By pausing, we take control of our lives and we design it in the way we choose it to be.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Pausing is an important skill for all of us to master. It is a type of self-control, a way of instilling discipline. So for those of you who complain about lacking discipline or you want to be more disciplined, try pausing instead. Instead of responding automatically to our life situations, we can choose to pause before we act. We can refocus and rethink our choices or our responses. Pausing gives our nervous system a chance to calm down in threatening situations where we feel unsafe. We can choose to act instead of react when we are in a space of calm and rationality. Pausing gives us a chance to get out of the tantrum, the being a little bit crazy, and stepping into a space of stable, secure, cool, calm, and collected for a change. On a daily basis, we are faced with decisions to make while battling distractions and temptations of many kinds. To get through each day, we feel like we have to constantly be doing something, anything, filling every space and moment with actions or words, without which we feel like we are lacking in some way. This could be because we are trying to prove something, or running away from something, or simply because we have so many responsibilities, which might include the people in our lives who either demand or need so much from us. When we are busy, our activity levels tend to be high, and this leads to stress. When stress levels are high, our fight or flight mode gets turned on, like an on-off switch. This survival instinct acts like a revved-up state, so we can escape or battle danger, which might have been helpful back then when we had to run away from like a lion or a bear, but not so helpful right now since stress is always present in our lives. Pausing interrupts this fight or flight mechanism from blindly turning on every time we feel stressed. And it gives the control back to us to decide how we choose to act from there, which is so much better than acting on instinct, which is often not the best way to respond, because instinct is rooted in fear. We tend to live our day-to-day lives also on autopilot, but pausing gives us the space to be inspired with new ideas or see creative solutions. What if today you didn't just brush your teeth, but you also decided to floss for a change? But we go through our day executing our habits without much thinking, and so we are pinned to how we always do things. When we start invoking the power of pause, we move from doing to being. We progress from the act of doing to the act of being, and this is when we truly start living. Some people compare the pause to a timeout. But for me, it's not a timeout, but a time in. By timing in, we can be more fully present and aware of what's going on in our mental space. We can check in with how we feel instead of running away, avoiding our feelings, or escaping what's actually going on. Psychologist, author, and meditation teacher Tara Brach says, through the sacred art of pausing, we develop the capacity to stop hiding, to stop running away from our experience. We begin to trust in our natural intelligence, in our naturally wise heart, in our capacity to open to whatever arises. So pausing gives us the chance to override our mind's habitual way of responding and reacting. It gives us the ability to learn and grow with each situation that comes forth in our lives. Sometimes you need to press pause to let everything sink in, says Sebastian Vettel, a German racing driver who is the youngest world champion in Formula One. But we are so busy racing ahead that we spare little time for the learning, the reflecting, and the thinking, all of which goes into our memory bank for use in better navigating our lives. Without this knowledge, it's hard to make better decisions. It's hard to learn from our past. Last month, Wall Street Journal printed an article about why we are all forgetting things right now. I clicked on the article immediately because I noticed that during the pandemic, I had a tendency to forget things like names and words while I was talking. I mean, I was pregnant and I know that hormones can throw our memories off, but I knew there was something else going on. According to memory experts, says the article, short, temporary moments of forgetfulness are happening to most of us more often these days. We are finding it difficult to retrieve simple details from our memory because of several reasons. Firstly, we're all going through a lot of flux and changes as we adjust to the ebbs and flows of the pandemic. We are in transition, moving from the way things were to the way things are. Change consumes cognitive energy, our mental energy, taking away energy from daily acts such as memory. The cumulative stress of the pandemic has also taken its toll. Stress impairs memory, it negatively affects our attention span, and so our ability to focus, and even our ability to get a good night's rest. Chronic stress can cause memory problems by damaging our brain cells. Scrolling our phones and the dozens of distractions that come from notifications and social media is cluttering our brains to such a degree that it has made it difficult for us to encode memories. And finally, the endless repetition of our days during the pandemic has slowed down the processing power of our brain to translate our experiences into memories. Without the novelty or newness of experiences, our brain just doesn't learn as efficiently. If we didn't spend time actually learning new things during the pandemic, then we have effectively gotten a little dumber during the pandemic. So we aren't learning, we aren't growing, and we aren't remembering things. This has got to stop. Please step up. The power of pause. So how do we unleash this power of pause in our lives? There's so many ways in which to do so. We can pause to move our body. So if you feel stuck, tired, or low energy, just get up and start moving. Take a walk. Go get some fresh air. Do 10 jumping jacks to get your energy moving. But my favorite type of pausing is pausing to be aware. It is to tune in to what is going on with us, bringing our attention to the present moment. Like when you are in that negative space of some kind. So if you're whining, complaining, or upset, pause and shift to gratitude instead. Ask, what can I be grateful for? Even if things in my life aren't where I want it to be, I'm grateful that I have my family. I'm grateful for the great meal I just had. Find something to be grateful for and shift your energy and use the pause to get you there. You can pause to make a different choice from what you normally do in your life. We tend to do things based on our default setting, the way we have always done them. autopilot, or the way everyone else does them. But if you don't like the way things are in your life, then you gotta change things. You can't get different results from doing the same things over and over again. So pause. Do I want to do things the way I have always been doing them? Or is there a different way? A better way? How can I do things differently today to get a different result or a different outcome from it? Many times we do things that others ask of us or what we think we are expected to do. But are we in alignment with that? Pause and reflect. Is doing this action going to take me toward my goals, towards what is important to me, or is this going to take me away from it? If it is not in alignment with what you want for yourself, then don't do it. If you do, you will either waste time or resent yourself or others for making you do it. In her book, The Power of Pause, Terry Hershey goes against the 24/7 multitasking, rushing, and hustling culture of our generation and asks us to slow down and savor the present moment. She explains that pausing is as much about what we don't do as what we actually do. She designates pauses as passive, when we stop, when we let go, when we be still, or breathe out. Conversely, pauses can be active when we are attentive, when we are conscious of something, when we take responsibility in a situation, and when we breathe in. Whether pausing is active or passive, we skip a beat and redirect our mind. An article in Harvard Business Review on the power of pause illustrates how the ability to pause and reflect is a skill that is highly prized in executives, because it allows them the space to be effective and to grow. The article goes on to suggest that there are a number of ways to pause, physically, mentally, and emotionally. A pause can be created by a walk around the block, 20 minutes of meditation, exercising, immersing into a hobby, or simply a high-quality coffee break. The important point is to create time and space to relax your mind and then reflect on what most needs your attention. Viktor Frankl, concentration camp survivor and psychiatrist, once said, "Between stimulus and response, there is space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lie our growth and our freedom." The space that Victor refers to is the pause that we take before we make a choice, say what we want to say, or take action. It is how we choose to respond to any situation that directs the outcome. For the outcome is not predetermined or decided by anyone else. In how we react, we own the situation, or we give our power away to someone else. We constantly shape our successes and outcomes with our actions, so choose wisely.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Pausing allows us to slow down to move faster. In other words, we become more effective and successful in what we want to do when we use the power of pause. In a TED Talk entitled "Slow Down to Go Faster, The Power of Pause," Ralph Simon lists the benefits of slowing down to go faster. To train our minds to slow down, he asks us to try out 4 experiments. The first thing is to breathe slower. Professional athletes do this all the time to prepare for success by regulating their breath. As we breathe slowly, we become more aware of our environment, of our feelings, our emotions, and of what's going on in our body. We also increase our potential performance as we inhale more oxygen into our body and exhale more carbon dioxide. Experiment number two is to eat slower, which makes us not only eat less and therefore contribute to our health, but we can also use that time to connect with our family. Most of the time, people are rushing about in their daily lives and don't have the time to sit down and eat a meal uninterrupted without phones or laptops or iPads getting in the way. And so what we miss out is that family bonding time. But when we eat slower, we can actually connect with the people we love through conversation, through bonding time, and through quality moments together. Experiment number three is to ease into your day. We normally get up and start the day running. We have to get ready or get started on our tasks. It gets us on our time clock, and that starts to increase our stress levels. We might check our phones and overload our brains with stimulation, notifications, messages. But what if instead you start slowly, perhaps with a morning routine that eases you into your day? A morning routine would get us warmed up and focused in the right direction. That way we build up to our day instead of hitting the ground running from the get-go. Overall, easing into the day allows us to conserve our very precious mental energy and to be productive over the course of the day. And in his fourth experiment that is suggested, Ralph says to drive slower so that we can be in the present moment, to stop the rushing about and needing to go faster, to slow down, to be more deliberate and intentional, to focus on the journey and not the destination. By slowing down to go faster, says Ralph, we create the space for grace where intuition meets intention and we become deliberate creators of our lives. So make a commitment to yourself to pause a little more, to pause before speaking, to pause before making a decision, to pause before you make a snap judgment of someone else, to pause before taking action. Make pausing a habit. Just a 2-second pause can make a big difference. Join me this week as we practice the pause. Follow at Project Loving Myself Podcast and at Sanaya Gurnamal to be reminded to stick to the pause. Share your small wins and your stories, and don't forget to tag us so we can inspire others to keep doing the pause. Subscribe to the podcast and let me know what you think of today's episode. Don't forget that you are loved. Thank you for joining me this week on Project Loving Myself with the Power of the Pause. See you next week for more. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and powered by PodMachine.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.